In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, this last week, did you hear anyone complain about the fact that Ash Wednesday trumped Valentine's Day? Well, there were a few. There's we can't celebrate Valentine's Day. I have to wait a day to have chocolate. Yeah, it was pretty pathetic. But it happens, you know, some things are more important than others. And let me tell you, Ash Wednesday is far more important than a Hallmark holiday. Now, have you ever heard anyone complain about Sunday? Oh, the stores are closed on Sunday. Oh, I have to go to church on Sunday. Yeah, it's God's day. That day, Jesus rose from the dead. If we lived in a better world, every store would be closed on Sunday. And it would be a day of rest for everybody, not just those who can afford it. And we would, you know, delight in going to Mass sometime on that day, and then spend the rest of the day as it is intended. Rest and recreation. But instead, people complain. Now, Isaiah had a bit to say about that in our first reading, about how it would be better if people made the Sabbath their delight and held back their foot on the Sabbath. So observe the Sabbath, but not just observe it, but to delight in it, to not just grudgingly not do anything, but really do the right things, worship God, and take rest, and raise your hearts and minds from the things of this world to the things of the next, which is really what we did last February the 14th. Instead of thinking of earthly things, we raised our hearts and our minds to the things of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.